Are they ska?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wait.
No.
Okay. Wait, are you actually asking that question?
Yes, he is.
I don't know.
Please just end it.
Oh, just end it all.
Have you ever felt pain so powerful, so heavy you could lose? Damn it!
Give me some reggae!
Give me some reggae!
Okay. Hey, Steven.
Okay.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. Are you already recording?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe a little.
I'm going to pop your shit open.
Hope my voice is okay for the podcast.
Hey, I'm about to make a really strong case that the show's a masterpiece,
You're
so strap
fucking
the fuck
idiot.
In.
Idiot. This is the dumbest.
I don't give a fuck!
Wait, hold on. Hold on, guys. I have
all the opinions.
Oh. Yeah. From not
you
having seen the show.
He watched a couple episodes of the show, and now he's about to inform me about the magnum opus of
right,
Studio Dean.
Wait,
this isn't Studio Dean.
Is this recording? Is this? Huh?
Studio Dean's involved. That's
no.
not the credits.
Oh, yeah, they're all involved. It's not the production
company.
Oh, who's the production company? Yeah.
It's Kinema Citrus.
Cool. Okay.
Oh.
Hook up my shit. All right.
He doesn't watch the show and comes in here like, I'm going to plug shit in for him.
Yeah, Dean did second key animation. Like, fucking
okay,
whatever.
Dude, that's like the most important aspect of the animation.
Can him citrus and orange.
Okay.
That's an appropriate pairing, I'd say.
I think they're related in some respect, because they're also doing Kumamiko
together. I believe that oranges are citrus, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's why I think they're related. That's why I said that.
I apologize. I'm going to take that one back.
How's the mic placement?
Apologize to the citrus
audio
community.
Audio man?
Hold on, let me just... Okay, Steven, talk for me.
I'm talking for you.
Talk dirty to me.
Ooh, baby.
Well, not that quiet.
Garbage bin, banana peel, coffee grounds.
Yep. Things that are shitty.
Steven. Oh, I gotta cut that out. You gotta cut that out now.
You said his name.
Hold on. Now we got. Now just let me. I gotta make a solid blue line in Audacity so I can.
Just fucking keep that in.
Well, no, because there's your name in it, cuz.
That'll sound really good
bleep,
in the car.
Just bleep my last name and then just have that.
Well,
like,
yeah,
don't edit it out.
It'll still
it's like,
purpose,
oh, I got to know where to edit that. Oh!
Oh, man, that's going to sound great.
It's going to fucking destroy
this
me.
This is premium.
How do I even... I guess I'm going to normalize now. You told me how to edit the podcast. Is it... I think I have it right. It's edit... And then normalize.
Yes.
Then EQ, if you're going to EQ, which I don't.
I don't.
And then compression.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Do noise first, then normalize.
Do noise is first.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I think those two are interchangeable because you're not really distorting any of the data. You're
right.
Just bumping up the volume in
the
recording.
Okay, got it. Understood.
This stuff is delicious, but every time I look at it, it looks like either like old sperm
you
or
you gotta say what it is. I mean, you gotta.
All right, it is V8 Splash Smoothies Tropical Colada.
Our sponsor this week is V8 Splash Smoothies.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So
V8.
It tastes delicious.
Steven didn't know how nutritional values were labeled on bottles.
I didn't know this.
He's not from the U.S.
We were in a grocery store, or we were
wait,
in.
Wait, hold on.
We were in a dollar store after the gym one day, and he's like reading through a bottle. He's like. Sorry, Steven, to sandbag you.
Oh.
And so he looks at the bottle, he's like, oh, 160 calories. And I'm like, wait a minute, Steven, let's take another look. Turns it around, and it's like 8 servings, and he didn't understand.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You have to multiply the servings by the number of calories.
The number of
servings,
well,
I mean, like,
yes.
I'm looking at it compared to, like, you know, I'm still comparing the amount of calories to other things. It's like, okay, if two things are both 8 servings, I'm comparing one thing that might be 110 calories to 160.
Yeah, like, if you never looked at the servings, though, you would think everything is 150 to 200 calories, which...
What a life to live, though.
It's very
exciting. What a fucking sweet life that
would be. Yeah, I was putting mayonnaise on something the other day, and I was like, just like, take a little peek, like, ooh, that's quite a bit.
Ooh!
That's just eggs.
That's it. That's my life. I'm eating my life.
I guess. I weigh. welcome to the Three Weebos episode 25. I'm Declan Stevens.
This is only 25?
Yeah.
Where did we fuck up?
We had to go bi-weekly, remember?
What, shouldn't we be 26?
You're Ethan.
Oh, I'm Ethan.
I'm Steven. Hi, guys.
Before we get into everything, this is our first anniversary, but we'll get to that later. I just want to kind of set the tone for this podcast. I want to...
Which anniversary is this? Is this the cloth?
I think this is like a moderately okay hand job, but
I think this is like a folded in half, 8.5 by 11 piece paper that you printed out like a template from Word.
And it says "I love you," but just the letter U, not the word.
And it's a smiley face. Yeah.
So I want to introduce to you guys.
It's soggy peanut butter jelly.
I want to lay the setting for this podcast. A historical figure by the name of Muhammad bin Tuluk.
Yes.
And he was the Turkic Sultan of Delhi from 1324 to 1351.
I've heard
now,
of this man.
You have? So he's a very interesting figure because he inherited the throne from his father who died, and he began to make all these decisions. You know, one of his decisions, he decided to move the capital 1500 kilometers away. And everyone said, "No, you can't do that. That doesn't make any sense at all." That but everyone tried to talk sense into him, and he refused, and he made everyone move 1,500 miles. Every woman, every child, every dog and cat. The old capital, which was prosperous, was completely abandoned, and they moved to the new one. Then when they got there, he decided that he preferred the old one, so they all moved back. And everyone pleaded again, "Please, no, don't make us do this once more." And he kept making these completely illogical decisions, and at one point he introduced a currency that was made up of copper and nickel, but was supposed to be as valuable as gold and silver. So obviously people made counterfeits, and there was massive inflation. And everyone said, "Please, you can't do this. Please reinstate the old currency." And he refused. And to this day, Muhammad bin Tuluk is thought of as one of the dumbest figures in all of history. And now you know.
Just wait till... Insert
and
least
now,
favorite politician
and,
here.
And now you know what it is like to try to get Steven to watch anime for this podcast.
It truly is the adventure of a lifetime.
It is quite...
like the comedy of errors.
It's quite the ordeal. Hi.
You know, okay. I'll just fucking take it, then. I'll just fucking take it. Because, I mean, it's two against one here. No matter what I say... I'm
it
sorry,
doesn't matter
guys.
If it is two my, against my, one.
My hold whole on, entire me, family on. Died in a mining accident, and I no longer have arms or legs.
That's
I've been
what
in
happened.
The hospital.
Yeah, that's
hold
what
on,
happened.
Me...
Well... You still had a laptop to watch anime on, so
that's true. You
comparable,
did.
Comparable for sure. Watching five episodes, watching 5 hours of anime over the span of months is definitely comparable.
If you don't have a family, it's actually probably easier. To be completely honest.
Yes.
Hold
right.
on, let me just look through. Here's Steven walking through a stream with his feet.
There's a Snapchat from yesterday of Steven walking bare through a stream.
Uh huh.
I was in.
You can't
because,
say
because
where
I had.
It.
Oh shit. I had a 2 hour break from work and I couldn't go.
2 hours and you had a laptop.
Let me just
wait to plug in where?
Hold on, let me just
to an outlet?
Is this a laptop here? Can you pass me that to me?
I can't do that at work.
Here you go, bro.
Is that some sort of
take it.
Hold on. And you're telling me that I can watch things on this?
You can actually bring it with you.
What?
On the go.
A portable computer, you said.
Can you believe it?
Guys,
who can you believe it?
I did not come here for this.
Yes,
motherfucker, you knew full well what was coming.
You knew exactly
fuck!
What
yo,
was coming.
You knew.
Oh my god, fuck.
You deserve this too.
This is the worst day of my life. I suffer through 5 hours of a we'll describe later as a terrible fucking show.
I liked it.
Only to come here and get fucking pounded on.
Pounded on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't believe me. The pounding hasn't even
really begun.
Jesus
dark.
Christ. I hate myself so much.
It should be.
Why did I. I never read this fine print when I agreed to do this podcast.
That said you should commit to the things you commit to.
You never heard the fine print that says you will have to watch anime for this anime podcast.
Oh, but
you've agreed to be a host of.
Hey, Steven.
Watch bad things now.
Hey, Steven, could you... we have a... This is... I'm going to go back to a month ago.
Oh, yeah. 2011.
All right, Ethan, when did you first start watching?
I mean, I'm done. I got it finished, so it's not really
so like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're right.
I get to base my schedule of when I'm going to watch things based on you, because I know I can finish things in time, and I know if you're going to be able to finish.
You have a less busy schedule than I do.
Hold on. I've been working 7 days in a row now. Okay, all right.
Yeah, like Steven, if you were like,
I've been away from my house all day, every day.
What are you doing? Like.
He's like, oh shit, I'm not at my house.
If you were traveling around the country and you were extravagantly wealthy and you were like doing really well, but you don't have enough money to buy Taco Bell most of the time, why are you so busy?
I have training now.
For what?
For summer camp.
What? What are you? You just going to summer camp?
It's a job. It's always,
I'm working.
Need to train for that shit?
I mean, yeah, yes, he's technically going to it, sure.
Training? What are you going to... fucking learn how to roast marshmallows. Oh my god. What in the shit?
No, we have to learn about like when like kids get lost and shit.
Oh,
it sucks.
Oh man.
Find so Declan, when a kid gets lost, you got to make this formation.
Declan, strap the fuck in. There's about to be some amber alerts in our area because Stevenson's responsible for children now.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go.
Oh guys, I don't have time to find this child. It's almost done. Look, my life doesn't revolve around finding these children, okay, you guys?
Like, I gotta go dancing.
I'm just gonna take off my mic.
This interview's over.
He's got his parachute pants on, his jean jacket. I gotta go dance.
guys, dancing's my life. These kids aren't going anywhere, okay?
Dancing
they're in the woods.
Queen. He looks like John Travolta. It's just an
intense shaky cam scene of people running through the woods going, oh no, oh Nathaniel, oh please, my baby, my darling, and then cut to Steve, dancing queen. He's fucking
ABBA.
He's on so much ecstasy.
He takes PCPs before looking at the children.
PCPs, multiple plural.
He's candy flipping, bro.
It's oh no, that's candy flipping is LSD and
MDMA.
Yes.
Actually, it might actually be MDMA.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Steven, come on, take a seat.
All right.
Get back here. Steven refused to return to the table.
As long as you know, all right. I'm going to take this as an admittance that you're wrong, so you can come back.
We accept your apology.
Yeah, we accept your heartfelt apology.
That doesn't mean anything coming from you guys.
As I said before, this is the 1 year anniversary of the three of
Weebos. So we figure it would be responsible to have three of them.
We were going to record on the first anniversary. But instead, we're recording the day after and releasing the day after because we're always one step ahead. No lateral movement. We're always moving forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we decided
do this. No lateral movement.
Voluntarily. We are purposefully recording the day after our 1 year anniversary. June 16th,
17th? Fashionably late.
What's today?
Fashionably late we are.
Today's the 17th, so yeah. June 17th,
so yeah, Steven, welcome back.
Welcome. After a month and a half, probably two months.
Your anniversary is in like I think in July or
oh no
August.
Dude, he's missed five episodes, so that's 10 weeks.
Okay. So we watched a show.
Some
of Steven, ironically, Steven really wanted to watch Black Bullet, so we set our sights on that for this episode.
That's like saying, do you want to pick what's underneath box one or box two? It's like, I don't know what I'm going into.
Oh, so you didn't, okay.
Did you not, does he know about the email?
Email?
Oh, well, now you ruined it. Yes. My favorite email subject of all time, we've gotten two emails from our fans. The second one was, you should watch Black Bullet, hell yeah. With the letter U and with a space with a space after the Y in yeah. So it's like, you should watch Black Bullet, yeah, it's just the all undercase. It's the greatest thing.
I was gonna
like, hey man, you really wanted to watch this. Like, I don't know what you thought of it. And he was gonna be like, oh, what are you talking
man,
about? And
then
at the end, I
would have totally watched this if I knew it was for our fans.
Yeah, no, I was.
I just assume every episode's for
you,
fans,
You've disappointed our fan who registered the Gmail account thefourthaweebo@gmail.com. Which
wait, no,
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how to take that, bro. But I'm flattered.
Oh my god!
And the fact that Steven totally disappointed him is very appropriate.
Matt? Is it Matt?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's gotta
Matt,
be Matt.
Does Matt give a fuck about Black Bullet?
Does Matt give a fuck about this podcast?
Like, I have like one other friend that knows about this podcast.
It could be them, yeah.
No, but like, he wouldn't watch Black Bullet. It's not on
Nobody
Netflix.
Would make you watch
the
Black
the
Bullet.
Body of the email says,
all people I know only like
the
only watch does, anime on Netflix.
Does the name, I don't think this is their actual name, so I'm gonna say it. Does the name Hartley Coker mean anything to you?
No.
All right, I don't know. Yeah,
that's a good fake name. I'm going to use that for something.
The fourth Weebo at gmail.com. The body says, Steven told me he really wanted to watch Black Bullet.
Huh. That's a fucking... Baffling. Thank you.
Sorry we're getting to your request so late. You sent that on May 9th, but well.
You know what?
Close enough.
Do you want it on time or do you want it done right?
Not neither. How about neither?
How about we half-ass our way through this?
No, I like to talk about this show. Okay. This is an interesting show.
Black Bullet. Hit me with the deets.
Black Bullet. This is a show from spring 2014. I watched the first episode and dropped it. It's a light novel adaptation. I know why Ethan likes it, because the opening's by Fripside. Kenema Citrus, who did Tokyo Magnitude 8.0, Yuyushiki, Kumamiko.
Ooh, Yuyushiki, that's a banger.
That's the one you like out of all those?
Yeah.
He didn't even like Yuyushiki.
Yuyushiki was okay. It was fun.
The more time goes by, the more I miss Yuyushiki.
Like, solid 7.
When I watched it, I was like, yeah, this is like 6, 7. But I want more of it so bad. And we're getting an OVA soon, which I'm excited about.
I'm sure I'll finish that someday.
That was the...
That's the bear. Yeah, girl, bear girl.
Bear girl.
Yeah. So yeah,
bear girls. My favorite awful. Survival man.
I'm more of a... Who's the other one? Survivor man.
Oh, less someone.
Lance Armstrong.
Nope.
Les Stroud.
Is it Les Stroud?
Yes.
Okay. No, I...
Come
it's,
on,
it's
give me
Seth
some Les
Rogen.
Stroud. This is...
What?
Nothing.
So...
Move on.
Oh, God, where do we even start the show? This show was great because pretty much every line of dialogue creates a new plot hole. What did you guys think of Black Bullet? Okay, you liked it, you didn't like it. Okay.
Okay.
So,
all right, this is going to be great then. Man, I'm a number here too.
It takes place in 2021. The monsters are there's monsters and they're called Gastrea.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Yeah. All
right. Here's my first problem with this show.
Oh, okay.
Why do these even exist?
It's a virus transforms people into monsters. You could say that about Evangelion too.
No, but like, everything about the Gastrea is dumb. Mm-hmm. The Gastrea are stupid.
Yeah, they're bad generic monsters covered in glowy,
and they look
bright,
and they're terrible CG.
They look like video game enemies.
No, for sure.
Some of them aren't CG. It'll look good.
I kind of like the Aldebaran. No, I kind of like it though.
No, and then there's the big with a Category 5.
The stage
just,
5.
Just covered in fucking in LEDs. It just looks like garbage. But our main character is Rentaro, Satomi Rentaro.
Retardo.
All right, that's the name for the rest of the episode.
Where's my air horn? Fuck shit. Oh, they're just turning. It creeps in a little bit. It's very new.
Hold on.
Am I on?
Again.
Yeah.
That joke requires the world's smallest little air horn.
Oh, it's a tiny little. I'm holding it between my index finger and thumb.
Okay, now let's give it one more go just for safety here.
Okay.
Oh, Retardo?
Okay. I did it again. He's
retarded.
What's his name?
What?
He's Yuki Kaiji. He's a generic voice man. Every anime.
He's also a generic looking man.
Blue hair, yeah.
My dude looks like a visual novel protagonist.
He's got some light blue highlights.
And he's got this cross
messy
pattern.
Hair, yep.
And then the true pull of this show is his loli apprentice.
Enju.
And she wants it hard and fast.
She sexually harasses him constantly throughout the show.
Everyone does.
Everyone under 12.
Also 25.
Everybody, yeah. Every single female in this movie?
Movie. You can never get it right. When we watch a movie, you say their shows.
Well, hey,
When you say their...
It doesn't
their
matter. Show. I watched it all in one sitting.
Oh, right. So, it's a movie.
Yeah, well, not all of it.
Not all of it.
All of it that you watched. I mean, you didn't really miss a whole lot. Last three episodes are like...
The two. I watched episode 10.
Yeah, there's 13.
Oh, Jesus.
It's actually 2031. I fucked up. The first scene, the flashback, is 2021. Hey, man, 2021's coming.
I wouldn't be able to believe if it was 2021.
So, I don't know. The lollies have powers because they have the virus. Their mothers caught the virus when they were pregnant. Yes. So now they have powers, but they look like little girls.
All right, wait. Yes. All right, so... They, like, caught the virus, the mom's... All right, so if this virus takes over more than 50% of your body can no longer keep its human form, and that turns into some disgusting piece of shit.
So they are kept at like, they're usually around like 20%, you know?
Yeah.
And so they have some of the abilities of the things.
Not really, though. They got completely different abilities.
That just they're very strong. That's
And they can regenerate.
And then one of them is a cat girl, and they come up with... And they spend like 30 seconds trying to explain why she's a cat girl. And she's like, fuck it, I don't need an explanation. She's a fucking cat girl. Come on.
There's a dolphin girl who has extremely high IQ and good memory.
Dolphin girl?
There was a dolphin chick.
Is there a dolphin girl?
At one point. There's so many little lolly girls in this show.
Yeah, I thought there were only like five archetypes.
There was the owl chick, who's the sniper lady, sniper girl.
It's
lady, I say. Do you want to keep going with this?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Let's see. The opening is a big old Attack on Titan ripoff by Fripside, who you like.
It's bad.
It's not good.
I don't really care for the opening.
I'm going to call him Ren, even though his name's Rentaro. That's too many syllables. Ren is a civil servant, and they have like a business fighting the Gastrea with their lolly partners.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, not at all.
Because there's also a government service for registration, but they're freelancers. They answer to the government.
They don't really give it. All they say is like, this can only happen in young girls.
Yeah, like, because when you get the virus, the offspring's always female, and I guess they don't age.
There's so much goddamn crazy science in this movie.
Quote unquote science.
Also, quote unquote movie.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So many quotes.
I'm just gonna do this over.
So his rival in the show is a mysterious mask man whose name I don't care about.
Call him Mascetto Man.
I'm just going through the first episode here. I timed it. Time to Lolly, 7 minutes, 23 seconds. Like, what the fuck are you doing? But then, time to Lolly covered in sticky goo, 8 minutes, 25 seconds. That's pretty good.
Making a decent time.
Nailed it.
Well, let me get my spreadsheet out for that really quick so I can... okay, got it.
So, the civil servants are the only ones who can use these special bullets made of uranium. Why?
Why don't they equip every single person with the...
No explain.
Who cares?
It stops their ability to regenerate.
Yeah, there's a mineral called vibranium, which the Gastrea do not like at all. And they have built monoliths of vibranium, like 20-something of, or I don't know how many, around the city, the Tokyo area, they call it, to fend off all the Gastrea. Now, oh my god. The amount of sense this makes.
If Donald Trump built a wall like this, it would be a laughingstock.
It's not a wall. It's just a bunch of monoliths, which implies like, they don't have enough vibranium to build a whole wall. So they do, because as soon as one topples over, it only takes them 9 days to make a new one. So why aren't they just always
they
building?
They already said that Japan lives like, why they have they an always, abundance of this
they
stuff.
They could always be building more vibranium walls. And they just don't. So if one goes down, they're just fucked. And they know this. This is like Katrina times fucking 10 billion.
But what if
we only built some sections of Levy.
But what if the monoliths were actually Gastrea?
What?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
What are you talking? The other thing.
I'm on your side.
You're right. I'm sorry. I just need to get this out. The other thing. Why build monoliths? Why not just sprinkle vibranium in everything in the city? All the building cement, all the cars, all the fucking roads, just put it in everything.
Maybe you need a certain
amount.
Put it in your fucking coffee. Who cares?
Maybe you need a amount.
Shut up.
To keep, like, maybe if they can deal with certain amounts, and you gotta have a big old block to really get the effect.
And then at one point, the monolith falls over, and then they act like it's not magnetic anymore, because that's how metal works. Like, that's not how that shit works. You can't just melt a metal, and then it's not fucking metal anymore. It's still metal. It's the same amount of metal. It's in the same place.
I mean, don't they have
anti-vibranium saliva? Fucking yourself, dude.
Was that one of the last episodes?
That's my vibranium rant.
Well, that's why
designed the wall he designed it like pin a tail on a donkey kind of thing. There's in random places around the city.
It made a pattern.
They're at even intervals, but it's just like, why?
But if
so, like Plinko.
But if they can get... Yeah, you're just playing Plinko with Gastrea, and it's like one of them will slip through the cracks, which they do.
Yeah, sometimes they just make it
through.
Yeah, like one. It's like...
Yeah. So, can we talk about some things in the first episode real quick?
Yeah, I got tons of notes on the first episode.
Okay, so let's just go through the first episode.
Right? All right,
and
cool.
then I'll give you my grievances.
Okay.
Also, I swear I like the show.
They make like one attempt to make him like a relatable protagonist, because in the first episode he's got to get to the sale. They got bean sprouts for.
Why the fuck does he do this? Why?
Because it worked for Toma in Index. You don't got to do it for every protagonist.
So he leaves the site of a brutal murder, in which he's like basically
he's poor. He's a bachelor.
He's probably a key witness to a degree, because he opens up the door and there's a brutal slaughter inside this house. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I'm out. I gotta go get some beans. Let's
yep. That never came back up again.
Also, Enju, in that, like, in a later sequence in that episode, also leaves the site of a brutal murder, even though she's a key witness.
Yeah, I guess they're just not beholden to anything. They're just... So, Rentaro's manager lady is Kisara Tendo. Uh-huh.
Titty monster.
She's voiced by badly drawn titties. They're okay sometimes. She's voiced by Yui Horie, so she's great. But weird hair, though. Weird hair.
At first, I thought they were, like, weird dreadlocks.
Yeah, and they got... Yeah, it's sort of like that. Sort of like Nadako in Bakemonogatari. They got a really nice office, despite the fact that they're all starving and have zero money, apparently.
They spent all the money in the office, man.
I guess so, but then he's always giving out money for the rest of the series. It's just whatever.
He's in debt. He's going heavily into debt.
I guess, but he just has cash on... Whatever. They have a coroner who's an absolutely voluptuous, horny coroner lady.
Rape doctor.
Who is named Sumire Muroto. By the way, the voice actress also played Sumire in Toradora, so she's always in the Sumires. Has there ever been an ugly, like, normal coroner who's just like, yeah, I'm Susan, the coroner. I have no fetish for dead people. I'm not weird. I just hang out. I just do my job, you know. It's kind of unfortunate these people
are dead. I bet most coroners aren't very sexy.
Aren't really, really horny when looking at corpses.
But on TV.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they sure are.
If you're a coroner.
CSI.
Oh, my God. Everyone's sexy and
they're just the goth chick is really, getting really turned on by corpses. Always.
Oh, my God.
If you're a coroner, are you always just peeping bulges? Is that
absolutely not bulges? You just get the raw goods. You just get it all. This is my favorite part of the first episode. The coroner asks him for a unique characteristic of a jumping spider, and he says, "Oh, their bodies are a unique color, and also they jump." And who wrote this? I do like that they put the appropriate amount. It seems like most of the budget in this show went towards the lolly animation, which is a good decision. Someone made that call, and it's the right call. Oh, and end of the first episode, there's a girl on TV. Oops, there's our next character. Done.
Who could have foreseen such a conclusion?
Enju still goes to school, but she has to pretend that she's not a crazy superpower monster.
A cursed child,
they call him. And at first, I thought, like, she was actually much older than she looks, like, they don't age. Because she's talking to her friend, and, like, her friend is, like, using much more simple language, and, like, I'm kind of confused at what she's saying, so I thought, like, oh, that's clever, she's actually much older,
One thing that I didn't get, was, like, all right, so they said she was in high school?
No, wasn't she?
I'm pretty sure in the episode they said, like, she was in high school,
because everyone's far too young.
Yeah, they look
like Rentaro's in high school.
Must be
like,
middle school.
So, yeah, they gotta be middle schoolers.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, he's 23.
Is he 23?
Yes, he is 23.
Okay, so never mind, yeah.
Gosh, I know more about this show than I thought.
You watched it all today. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So, episode 2, did you have anything to say about episode 1, Ethan?
Other than them, like, fleeing the brutal murders.
The episode starts with him, like, barging in on this case where some guy's been killed by Gastrea and meets Masked Man, and...
So, did Masketo Man murder those people because he just wanted to kill cops, or did he murder them because they were going to turn into Gastrea?
I don't remember. We definitely
because they're
people.
Getting in his way. Get in his way.
Probably. So, episode 2, they get a big job from the Ministry of Defense, and they call in all the, whatever they're called, operators, whatever.
The initiators?
Initiators.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, the promoters. And the promoters are the people who control the little lollies, and the lollies are initiators.
Great.
The ones that kill.
So, there's, he meets the princess ruler lady named Seitenshi, mm-hmm. which I went to Google Translate, and Google says that Seitenshi translates as sex angel.
About so right. Can pretty. Confirm. Yep, on the nose all there.
All right.
She Skypes in for that as well.
Yep. She has an advisor named Tendo Kikunojo, who is also the MC's boss's grandpa and also the MC's adopted guardian.
Nothing really comes of that, though.
No.
They bring it up like once.
He gives him a stern talking to once, and it's like it's supposed to give him more weight. Like, oh, anywhere. He raised him. Mm-mm. No, it never goes anywhere. They get him. There's a mysterious briefcase, and then Masked Man shows up. His name's Hiroko Kagetane. Apparently, he started the what's it called? The human new human project. What he wants to make humans better. And the briefcase has something called a little something. Called the Inheritance of the Seven Seas, arg, matey! Arg, sail the seven seas! Oh, it's so... Oh. It's actually the Seven Stars. I'm sorry. I had to do that.
That's a cool name for a thing. I still... I like...
See, like... That's why he likes this show. You say the dumbest fucking thing. You know, that's a pretty cool name.
No, I think the Inheritance of the Seven Stars is a cool name. And I'm like, fucking A. It's like, that shit's got some gravity to it. I'm like, oof.
So, like, I thought Masked Man was going to be, like, a cool, morally ambiguous character.
No.
He just fucking Robocops the entire room. Yeah. Just fucking dead.
Also,
it's instrumentality.
Yep. He
Oh, actually, no. I say instrumentality question mark, and then I'll chalk it up to a maybe. So we're not sure yet.
Yeah. He leaves a present behind for Rentaro, which inside of it is the president's head.
Yeah.
Which is
what's in the box?
Yep. Oh, I opened the box. Nice. Oh, it's the president's head. And they close it. He's like, fuck.
It's bleeding.
After that, he just kind of goes shopping with Enju, and there's an anime within an anime, which I always appreciate, called Tenchu Girls that Enju likes. Yeah. And apparently they made that into not an actual show, but the OVA for this show was an episode of Tenchu Girls, which is good.
You know, I looked that up because when they mentioned it, I looked it up on Google, and I was like, I wonder if they exist, and I saw
that's the first thing I did, yeah. Impressive character design for like a show that's mentioned once in this anime. Pretty good.
There's a couple cameos of it later on.
They don't show the show though.
But they show like their outfits.
Right. They design like five characters. That's a lot.
So I
added that to my watch list immediately.
Towards the end of this episode,
gotta see it.
They start to explain like the role of the initiators in this world.
Yeah,
they're like, why? I don't get it. Like, why the fuck does everybody hate these little girls?
It's such a fucking dumb, drummed-up excuse to make racism parallel. Yep.
But it's not even a racism parallel because
yes, it is.
Like racism parallels like make
it totally is.
It totally is.
Because they see
something bad happen. They're like, those cursed girls are at it again. Yeah, no good.
But doesn't make any sense because the cursed girls.
Are the only ones that can protect them from the Gastrea?
Also, they've done it in the past. They're doing it now. And don't even really appear.
It is the monolith that's mostly protecting.
But they don't appear to be much of a threat, really. Like, they don't.
They encounter that lolly thief.
You know, Ethan's convinced me. Now that I think about it, I don't think I like this show.
No, there's so many things about this show that are baffling to me. But as I'm watching it, I'm like. It's okay. It's like this is pretty fun.
But like in real life, it's so stupid because like if any class of people was all made up of adorable, horny little girls, nobody would drag them into an alleyway and shoot them, especially not cops.
Yeah. Oh it's my! Like fucking... why? Why did they do that?
Why?
Why? Just oh my god!
No, I think they do things. I don't have the answer.
They do really, really dumb things. Just to make MC look better, because they have to show, they have to prove how nice of a guy this guy is.
Because so he doesn't murder children.
How not racist he is.
And he's like, oh, bring you know, he's like fucking.
I
poor
still
dude.
And by the way, that lolly thief actually tried to murder people, and he's like, oh, I gotta save this little girl.
I'll pay for it with my own money. I'll pay for the hospital.
The little girls just live in the sewers and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, they're all homeless and banished to outskirts of the city for
and
no reason.
Which
remind me of an episode of Hey Arnold where there's this guy that lived, like the rat guy that lived in the sewers.
The rat king.
Oh, maybe. Is he the guy that's pants gets ripped off?
Canal.
I don't know. Probably not.
So the promoters are teamed up with initiators. And the promoters, like, some of them use initiators as tools.
Oh, yeah.
But like.
Oh,
but,
that pissed him off real
but,
good.
But like.
Oh, right.
But what I...
It's like, where's your tool,
they're very
huh?
obviously people...
Oh, shit.
Like,
oh, shit. Where did my plastic cup go? I just had one here.
You're gonna have to finish off this vodka.
My plastic cup was. It was just where.
Oh, drink also, Gatorade. Andrew runs off at the end of the second episode.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying.
Oh, that's what happens.
Not
I was trying to get you guys to say, "Just get another one," and I would still slowly stare at you and go, "What did you say?" Because that's what happens.
It was a good attempt.
I tried. That's
what was all. That was at least like cover up your mic and be like, "Can I say this?"
That was a really. Wow. I mean.
I thought
I thought it was a really obvious cut. Just like, get another one. Just, no, nothing. It's really hard to navigate people into.
I mean, I appreciate the attempt. It just was. It just didn't.
I tried.
Do you want to try to? Hold on. Hold on. We'll start that again. Wait, from the top. No. From the top. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
From the top.
Don't patronize me.
From the top.
Where'd my cup go?
Hey, man, don't worry about it. Just get another one.
What did you say? My heart's not in it now. So,
where's your tool, man? Your drinking tool.
My what? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Enju disappears because there's rumors about here being cursed child, which you could say like, no, I'm not. Like, what are you talking about? Because kids are stupid. They could just lie to the children.
Does she get kicked out of school later in the show?
No, she never got kicked out.
The kids hate her, so she can't.
Yeah, and apparently the cursed girls aren't allowed in school.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah.
Kind of like black people back in the day.
A little bit, I think this show might have a little something to say about the racial problems of our American society.
I just don't.
Canadian society.
You know what? What are we trying to do to make a difference? Not much, but these Japanese animators are really taking
a step
forward. I
feel like we're really causing a problem by having an all-white podcast besides Ethan, you know, to be completely like, yeah. I just think like we're not doing enough. Usually the disappearing happens later in the show when you care about the character and didn't just meet them.
Oh yeah.
I
felt like a lot of this show, like a lot of the main things that happened really quickly. And then there was just a lot of episodes of nothing.
Some parts are rushed and some parts are just way too drawn
meander,
out.
Like,
meander,
oh
say.
My god.
Like, it's okay if she disappears, but like, there's these long, like, oh, he looks at the bathtub where she used to bathe. Oh.
Bathe naked, and then call for him to take a bath with her.
And then, yeah, ask him for sex, but oh, I missed
it. And now she's not asking me for sex,
If I could just hear her voice again, like, dude, it's episode 2. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
This is like episode 12, right before you go to the big battle,
then
the darkest point.
Pikachu runs off in the first episode. I think everything's fair game.
What was the show we watched
makes sense,
with the people that had, like, superpowers and the guy had the ability to take other people's superpowers?
Moku no Hero Academia?
No. We watched this. And the sister dies from the accident. They go back in time.
Charlotte.
It's like, imagine if that, like, that was an amazing part of Charlotte right halfway through the show when his sister, this girl we love, dies. Imagine if they did that episode 2.
It didn't even work that great in Charlotte, but yeah.
I think it did. I think that was, like...
I knew she wasn't dead. I could guess she wasn't dead.
Well, it was halfway through.
Because I knew who wrote that show, so I was like, she's not dead. I can understand, though. I get it.
The thing, like, all right, so are we done with episode 2?
Yeah.
Episode 3, all I gotta say is, he was, like, shot to fucking smithereens. And I'm like, well,
I like
there
it.
He goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things like, I like about the show.
Episode 4.
Like, at the end of episode 3, he gets shot, but, like, a lot of this episode, I think... Because I wrote this down. Why do so much writing if it's so garbage? Why you gotta do so much? There's so much lore. Just don't make any lore if the explanations are bad and it's boring and no one cares. Everyone knows it's garbage. Just make every second sex and violence. Trigger knows how to do this. They don't try to hide the fact that they can't write shit and nothing they do makes any sense. That's why every second is balls out crazy fucking bullshit.
And it's great.
Just do stuff. Just fucking go all out all the time. Don't fucking explain to me for 20 minutes why the stupid thing does stupid shit. You could just say it's stupid.
There was a fucking line. I wish I wrote it down. I think this one line was the point that I knew that this show is not worth anything. And it's not even like, I can't even look for reasons to like it anymore after this. So there's that one girl who was injured and then the virus in her
He
was going to shoot her, put her out of her misery.
Right.
And she's just like, if you're ever alone, look to the compass in your heart.
What?
It's like, right as he's like, yo, it's a sunset. Suddenly sunset. Sunrise, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a gun to her and it's like, kill me while I'm still human. Okay, I'll be your friend.
Right, yeah, don't say that. Oh. Don't be a dick.
I'm going to make it as hard as possible.
If you're ever alone,
look.
Remember my fucking face.
Exactly. Remember my dead eyes. In case the fourth Weebo is listening, look, I just want to say, like, I did enjoy watching this show. I don't think it's that bad. I just love dissecting it. Like, it's really, really fun to pick apart. I actually didn't have a bad time watching it. Like, I think it's like a 6 out of 10.
I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's really fun.
It's
I like that. I like Rentaro getting totally worked.
It's somewhat fun, but he always gets worked.
I know. I like that he keeps
fourth Weebo.
Episode 3.
I didn't like it, and I did not have a good time watching it.
Yeah, I know. We understand.
But you really wanted to watch it.
No, I didn't.
Episode 3 is when the opening really started to rub on me, and I wrote, "This OP is so garbage, Ethan. Why do you like Fripside? Oh, why?"
I didn't like this opening.
Oh. Yeah, it's not good.
There are better openings than this. This is a weak one for sure. This. No, I also skipped. I don't think it's good. I think it's a whack-ass opening. So, I like the ending, though.
Enju comes back to school, but no one likes her. And you could just, like, have the principal call in conference and say, no, there's been rumors and they're not true. Just fucking lie to the children. Who cares? They'll believe anything. They fight a
big... But the principal's also scared because she's black.
Maybe. Because she's a Negro. I mean, super child.
Dude, that's redundant, man.
This is when I started to wonder, hey, wait, why does Rentaro have superpowers again? Whatever.
He's a robot.
No, because I guess all the lolly managers have those. I don't know. Did they explain that? And no. I wasn't paying attention. Oh.
I also have a question. Why does he have fire punches?
Why not?
Fuck it.
Rentaro.
Why does he call out all of his moves? Rentaro. Fuck it.
Remember when he ripped off his arm and shot the stage fire?
Steven. Oh, God, please, Steven.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, God. We will get to that. Oh, please. Oh, I'm having to shove this airbag back into it. Rentaro does get the shit stabbed and shot out of him, and then he's better like 15 seconds later. Like, just quick, cut to the hospital, he's fine.
Fist bump.
And then they find out there's a stagey fire.
We've only seen up to stage 4. How could stage 5 be?
Aren't we better than this?
Could stage 5 be?
can't we have better lore than this? Come on, you guys. Stage 5.
Stage 5 is a whole new species.
Ooh, of course. And then Rentaro gets a tactical bag of grenades and he goes.
Tactical nades.
and he goes to hunt for the masked man because he has a briefcase that can make stagey 5. So they meet, that's when they meet the blonde braided lolly, who, like, is really, really intelligent and really, really level-headed, but she
a dolphin girl.
But she just murders people all the time.
That's a dolphin girl.
Just fuck it. Oh, does she have echolocation or something? Is that why?
Oh, no. She's
dolphin. That's why she kills
people.
You know
how dolphins can use up to, like, 20% of it? We all watch Lucy here. We know how dolphins are smarter. So she said, I remember this. I remember I took a screenshot of this.
Hold on. I'm going to pitch you something really quick.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, what's up? Give it to me, fucker.
So, imagine a movie about a girl who can use 100% of her brain, but she's 12. And it's called Lolly. That's going to sound awesome.
Wait, how do I... Okay.
It's called Lolly.
Wait. And all she uses it is to, like, get past those voice-activated, like, secret diaries that other girls have.
Of course. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's write this really quick. Okay. So...
No. It has the same tone as Lucy. Like, like, angrily walking through hallways and fucking Hans Zimmer music, but she's just opening diaries
I'm going to rule the school. I'm Queen Bee.
She, like, hugs a girl or something and just, like, leans over and says... Jimmy has a crush on you.
Oh!
I would watch this in a heartbeat.
She's suddenly really good at kickball. She's better than all the boys.
And then, okay. So she's like, it's like, girls can't play baseball. And she goes up to the pitcher's mound and she throws her leg way in the air and throws a 95 mile per hour fastball. And the catcher can't get it. So it spins into the backstop and grinds to a stop.
Wait. Once she reaches 100% of her brain level, she can get the ball to, like, move. So it's one of those things where
she can skip to 11th grade.
No. She's
at 12 years old.
That's great. It's really impressive.
Not
really.
Senior year, just 11th grade.
She's pretty fucking precocious for her age.
Exactly.
Oh, so
who's the young doctor played by
Hanako Naramura.
Fucking,
Neil Patrick Harris, what is, what's his
name?
Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah. No, but, so.
Sure, it's like that, only she doesn't help people.
Here's the thing. It's just a dick. It's a wish fulfillment fantasy film where in the movie, she takes over the school and becomes Queen Bee, and then she has to help the varsity baseball team win the championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We've never really gotten, like, little girl power fantasy.
Oh, my God.
Wish fulfillment. Like, that's fantastic. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is really good.
No, but then she learns at the end of the movie, it's like, hey, even though I'm better than everyone else and a superhuman, maybe it's okay to have friends, too. And she's
basically
she,
the Incredibles.
And her entire way through the
movie,
she's
alienating.
The next
movie, she runs for president and wins. Yeah. The little girl in the office.
My daughter is the president. It's the straight-to-DVD version. So, it's got a song by Bowie for Soup.
Her best friend stops hanging out with her because she's like, you're coming too drunk with power.
Oh, yeah, the best friend is like her like assistant, like her right hand,
the nerdy girl with glasses that knows she'll never be a
but, her original but friend, who was the only one who would hang out with her at the beginning of the movie.
Who's like kind
of
reserved about what she's doing, and then she finally gives up on her, and that's what makes her realize that what she's been doing the whole time has been wrong.
And then she has to overcome it with the baseball game at the end of the movie.
Exactly.
I guess she plays
fair. And then they have to play fair, and they win anyways. Yeah. And she realizes she doesn't have to cheat to get what
it's
she wants.
It's just a really dramatic moment where she's like, you know, you used to be cool.
Yeah.
Oh! Shit! Give me that air horn!
I don't know where it is.
Yeah! Okay. Fuck. But, yo, Paramount, where are you at? Lionsgate.
I didn't ask for this. All I wanted was to open some diaries. Listen, Betsy. Listen, Betsy. What's a suburban white girl name? Listen.
Ethel.
Listen, Kelly. I'm so sorry. I was wrong.
I'm
fucking sweating.
I'm really fixated on the idea of her playing baseball because it's like
that's, I don't know why.
I think this is
a really good establishment in the American Girl franchise.
Oh man,
American Girl presents.
You know, Kelly
Kitteridge.
Kelly
uses 100% of her brain.
Kelly was for sure. Amazing. Kelly was definitely the best-selling American Girl for a while, just because she was so radical. Early 2000s were really weird.
Okay,
I don't. All right.
Do you know these things?
No, that was a joke. Because you said American Girl.
Sure, you know those dolls.
Yeah, I just was thinking. I was continuing your goof about the American Girl franchise.
Okay.
He doesn't actually know the names of the dolls.
Yeah,
I was just saying.
It's like what you said sounded so smart that I was like, oh, I didn't know that you actually know these things.
I like to think I'm a bit of a Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah, this Lolly they meet is really smart and normal, but then she kills people because the guy tells her to, her partner.
Brainwash.
And then
so guess what they do?
They have to kill her.
But they don't. Instead, they hire her. Hey, why kill this person if you can just be their boss?
That sounds exactly like the U.S. government hiring ISIS agents to blow up people within our own country.
Who hires her? What do you...
I know. Our own country? You mean those guys downstairs?
Are you telling me that there's not going to be strikes inside of Canada?
Ooh, nice. They can come any moment.
Sorry.
So can I.
You know, I feel bad for some of those guys. One might say I sympathize with ISIS.
And now we're going to watch this.
Okay,
great.
I bet
the one waveform in audio files that the CSI checks for is I sympathize with ISIS. Like, that's the one they search through every file. It's like YouTube's copyright
also,
detection.
I dream of Genie.
Yeah, that's really concerned about that.
Who the fuck watches that shit still?
Yeah, that's like, what? Someone's still watching this show? Oh. Wait,
so you know what? All right, you know what's interesting?
What's up?
I was watching a documentary about the 60s, and one thing I never really realized was that, like, pretty much every single show back in the 60s had another show that was, like, exactly like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bewitched, or I Dream of Genie, or, you know, so... The list goes on.
There was the Scooby-Doo one, and there was the Shark Mystery Team also.
Like, yeah. Wow, what?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, there were just, like...
Is there ever a MASH alike?
Dude, you can't replicate the magic of MASH.
I didn't say it was good.
Dude, that was a fucking flash of the pan. You can't recreate that.
I didn't say they had to recreate it. I'm sure the Shark Show didn't recreate Scooby-Doo. Maybe
the magic of Scooby-Doo.
The true cinematic genius.
Oinks, oinks! boy, am I glad that we're out here and he's in there and I'm
wearing the hair. Where's the game? Yeah, it's videos, references.
Put that at the front of this
episode. Put it up, yeah. So, yeah, so the Lolly gives him all these musings about war, and then Zal like, yeah, I killed him because Big Muscle Guy said so, and then she decides to defend them, and then she dies, and he has to shoot her. Episode 4, let's go.
Standing.
Muscle Guy is dead. Oh, right, they still know her in this episode. It's, oh,
where's my sword? Yet. Well, it's in your back.
It's gone. Masked Man shows up again. He is a real one-trick pony. He just always shows up at places and then says things.
No explanation.
No, and I think it's his manager, her kidneys fail from stress?
She made a reference to that. She's like, I've stressed so much that my kidneys have gone bad.
So why?
She had a kidney disease, but if she gets too stressed, her kidneys just give out.
So why don't they just give her new kidneys? Because we have robot arms and legs that are super powerful and crazy.
I guess kidneys are more complicated than arms and legs.
But if my man can catch a bullet in the chest every day,
she said that
okay.
No one would, it's hard to get a donor.
Right, there are no donors.
But like,
they
I
could just make robots. Yeah,
I remember thinking this.
Harvest them from a child.
When she said
maybe
that,
she's a Jehovah's Witness and she doesn't want to take what are they called? If you get a fake kidney, then your body's going to reject it. So you got to take medicine for the rest of your life.
But like, I remember when she said this. At first, I thought, you get so stressed out that your kidney has problems. Like you're just saying it. Like, man, I'm so stressed, I have a headache.
Oh, but right. She actually has a kidney problem.
But then later, she actually says she has kidney problems. And then I think,
I'm so stressed, I have a headache. Wait a minute.
That happens. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm.
Okay, sorry. Then I realized, why do I care about her kidney? I don't. Why would they even tell us this?
Well, because she can.
Why would anybody care about her
kidney?
She
can basically collapse if she fights too much, is the point.
It's essential cleaning your blood.
But yeah, if she.
But she doesn't. She's not.
If she exerts herself too much, she will basically just die.
But we have Protog to fight for.
Protog. I am Protog.
Dude,
feed me your lollies.
Steven, you're a Protog.
Damn.
Protog, sure.
You may know my memes, but I know how to shut your shit down. So this is the episode where we... the Lolly's still defending them. Manager just kind of shows up at the princess's HQ and starts talking to her for no reason. And I guess they reveal that Rentaro... This is the part we find out. Rentaro lost a bunch of his limbs when he was a kid. So he has Viranian limbs... Which is so
dumb.
Did
we ever mention what happened before the credits in the first episode?
It's a flashback to his
10 years ago.
Him losing his family,
him as a kid. The Gastreas show up and everyone dies.
Those were, I think, stage
quite
four.
Sad. It's very scary. It's
stage four.
Stage four. There was a point in this show when somebody ended their sentence with stage five, and I immediately whispered stage five, and then Rantaro said stage five.
Yep.
It's like, wow. Of course.
It's like poetry.
So he has Viranian limbs. Why didn't he use those before? I don't know.
We had to wait and find out.
Saving his power.
Oh, this is great. Masked Man's guns. So if you have two, if you dual wield, obviously you're going to name your guns. Okay, obviously. That's a given.
Yeah.
You can go Ebony and Ivory, like Devil May Cry. Cookies and Cream. Bert and Ernie.
These are my guns. Bert and Ernie.
Sonny and Cher. Peanut Butter and Jelly. Anything. This guy's... guns are sodomy and gospel.
That's a fucking awesome though.
No,
that's
it's
the
not.
Thing of shit.
Like they're not opposites. They're not really related all that much. They're just kind of two words.
Look, if this was in Metal Gear, that would be the hypest shit ever.
No, gospel.
No, the writers were like, we need something
gospel.
Of biblical proportions.
Gospel and those, scrolls are like sodomy and
those are the
and,
two things they thought.
Sodom and Gomorrah, like sodomy and gospel.
I think
Gomorrah would have been awesome.
That's fine.
That would have been amazing.
That's two things.
Anal sex between men and
sure. Yeah.
I don't.
These are my guns.
Baptism.
These are my guns. Apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur. I gotta be drunk for more of these podcasts. I just like all any of it.
Boots with the fur.
That'd be great, though.
Secret jeans. Technique. Whole club looking at her, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
The entire
absolutely. Yeah. But yeah. No, sodomy and gospel. So
I think it's cool personally.
So then Yuki Kaiji shouts a bunch of idealistic lines. He gets his shit absolutely fucked again. He should have done more punching. He kind of just stopped at some point.
This mask guy has a move called like ultimate pain or like maximum pain.
It's of course
something stupid.
By the way, I never would have guessed. Cannot believe he actually ended up using the drugs he was told not to use.
Wait, oh my god! He didn't just use. All right, so they gave him like a whole thing of these drugs, of these syringes.
Yeah,
and they're like, whatever you do, try not to use.
I'm gonna use all of them,
and he used all of them.
Fuck you!
He used all of them, and of course. It looks like I beat the odds.
They said there's a 20% chance it'll turn into a gas trap, but like
big chance. They took all of them.
It's just Metroid. Like they say, like, hey, make sure not to use this thing. As soon as they say, they're like, oh, they're gonna use the thing? Of course, they're fucking coming.
20% is not terribly dire odds.
If you use all of them,
but as opposed to
anybody used like 8, so like he beat like a 1 in 1,000 chance.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I guess if they gave them all. I guess if they gave him all of them. You're supposed to use all of them at once.
Why don't you just pick a big old needle?
It's hard to fit in your pocket. You know, it's
fat old syringe.
They should have spent 10 minutes explaining that, Laura. I don't know.
These needles were developed to.
He kicks Masked Man's face in. And then I guess he's dead, but then it's time to fight that Stage 5-u. I called it. Of course the Stage 5 shows up, supposedly he catches Mask Man, but of course they gotta fight the Stage 5. So how to make a big scary monster in Japan? You cover it in big blinking rainbow lights. And so they find this gigantic rail gun.
Make it CG. Fuck.
Oh my god. They find a gigantic rail gun.
Sorry, I'm in ecstasy over here.
And like it's called Heaven's something.
Heaven's Ladder.
Of course.
Jacob's Ladder.
Okay, so
was it
Heaven's Ladder.
It's okay, Heaven's Ladder. So... this thing fires projectiles, at near light speed. Let me explain to you what would happen to your fucking city if you were to launch something, even a single proton at near light speed. Your shit's gone. It's gone. Even if it missed, the air expansion from something going that fucking fast obliterates everything instantly.
Hey man.
Even if it's going 0.1 times the speed of light, your shit is fucked.
It's got the speed force.
This guy shoots something the size of, let's say, his arm.
It's an example.
Exactly. At like supposedly like 0.9 light speed, the planet should disappear. It's
Declan.
Fucking...
Declan.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey bud.
It's sure gets me worked up.
It's just anime.
Yeah.
Again, like, this guy's speed force. He's like the Flash.
They
he's
try
good.
To
Don't
set
worry.
Up the railgun.
As big as, let's say, his arm.
And there's no ammunition. So he rips off his...
Rip your shirt! I'm like, oh, that arm's going in that bitch! And then that's the best shit ever!
Oh my god!
Oh, no, it's like... That's the moment I'm like, this is amazing.
I'm shooting my uncle's gun. Yeah, I'm shooting my uncle's revolver. Oh, there's no ammo. I'll just find a metal thing that happens to fit in it.
No, if you tear fire, off your pinky finger.
Yeah, tear it off and just shove it in
this
there.
Is what I...
It's about the same size. It'll work.
This is about around when we text each other, like, this show's got stuff.
Oh yeah, this show's got stuff.
Oh yeah. He rips off his fucking arm. Oh my god, it's amazing. That's the first, legitimately great... moment
so it's like I was kind of wondering, no, his arm is just a robot, but yeah, he was experiencing a lot of pain.
Probably has nerve ends.
Yeah, there's nerves. Some kind of nerve. You gotta know when something's going on. We gotta stop talking over each other. Okay.
Oh my god, we gotta get robot arms.
So firing this gun would be the easiest thing in the world, but he spends a really long time like, oh, I can't. I don't know if I could do it. His entire reticle is filled with the monster, and there's just a gigantic. Reticle in the center of the monster.
Yes, he's
and the monster's filling up his entire screen, and he's like, "Ooh, ooh!" Like,
all you see are these like two circles that you have to line up. Like, what the fuck are these two circles?
Both of the circles are completely within the monster. Like, he could fire any time.
Like, they're constantly moving, but it's like what. Like, this railgun isn't shaking or moving or anything.
This thing's
completely still.
This thing's going at light speed. There'd be zero drop at all. You could fire at something across the entire globe.
Hit the moon.
Zero
fuck the
drop.
Moon up. Fuck the moon up
fuck
right now.
Fuck the moon up right now. There's no drop, no matter how far away it is.
But these two circles, he has to, like, fit these two circles in.
And it's not automated.
Why?
He has to
I
go
don't
into
know.
Manual
Nothing's
mode.
Moving.
I don't know. But then they shoot it.
And what did manual mode mean?
Yes, manually.
What do you fucking?
Was
it
like
some
he was gonna do anyway?
Automatic mode?
No, like apparently the computer's out, so he's got to aim it manually.
Okay. I'm sure he figured he had to do that anyway.
I don't know.
I guess he didn't. He just hoped.
So they kill the Stage 5-u, and then they go back find the Lolly Mercy, kill her, and then it's like a Monty Python sketch. They open the suitcase and there's a tricycle in it.
Yeah.
Come
there's
up.
An old fucking tricycle.
It is the thing I would expect the least. I'm like, I'm surprised by that because that's. I thought it was either going to be. My guess was that it was going to be a little girl inside. Wait, because that's just the.
You didn't expect that it would just be an object that seemingly had no meaning but was actually very meaningful.
I expected it to be a little girl.
Okay, wait.
I guess that probably would have been my number one. My number two would be like an unassuming object, like a tricycle.
My mind was so set on being a little girl because this show is all about little girls and putting little girls in the boxes is a thing that anime does.
I mean, I guess Gurren Lagann already did. Oh, right. You're already at episode 20. You already seen that happen.
Oh, yeah. You're on episode 20?
He's past, isn't he? Or do you? I don't know.
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I haven't had a lot of time to watch Gurren Lagann.
How do you feel about Roshiyu? You like that? You like that guy?
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. Never mind.
Roshiyu. He's after the time skip. Roshiyu.
Well, which character is that?
The straight laced boy that's not the main character. Roshiyu. What?
Dictator man.
Oh, fuck him.
Forehead. All right, there it is.
Forehead guy.
There it is. Yes.
Just say forehead guy.
Right. I don't remember if he had an abnormally large forehead. I guess he.
Well, that was his nickname. Dumb hair. That was his nickname.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Okay, yeah, I was just making sure.
All right, it worked. You don't like him. Oh, wow, they did it.
Easy. I mean, honestly, though, like in any show ever, you could say, like, hey, you know, Evangelion, that Shinji guy, what do you think? Oh, fuck him.
Come on, sympathize with that kid. Fuck Roshi forever.
Okay, episode 5.
Dude, they fucking, I can't believe they managed to make you hate Roshi. It's such an amazing feat they pulled off to make you dislike somebody who's the most villainous person.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a really good show. I love it. I can talk about that, some more.
We'll talk about it later. Actually, we'll talk about it after you finish it.
So I guess in episode 5, they get a special job to, or he gets offered to protect, to be the bodyguard for Seitenshi-sama. And let's see what else happens. There's jealous bodyguards that are mad at him because they don't want him being close
don't like that plot point.
No one gets in the way of my promotion.
And then new Lolly appears.
That was not new.
And that's not the right music.
I liked it.
I had to do that really fast. It's not important.
Man, time to backstab pretty quick there.
Oh boy, yeah. So yeah, there's a You have been visited by the drunk Jammy Jams Lolly of poor bike riding skills.
Yes.
Please post in this thread. Tina Sprout, which is an adorable name.
Yep.
Absolutely. I like her a lot. I like her probably better than Enju. I think she's great.
Sprout is a good last name.
Sprout is great. And she turns out she's actually an assassin spy Lolly.
Who could have foreseen such a conclusion?
And you can tell she's going to be redeemed because the police officer she easily could have killed and was told to kill is in critical condition, which like you got like a 50 cal. It's not I don't know. And there's a new old hag Shiba Miori who is sick, and she's the Seto Kaichu, and she's the daughter of the weapons company that he gets his stuff from.
Oh
and
yeah.
She also wants his penis.
This pointless rivalry.
Yeah, I mean she exists to give the manager lady a rival.
Some head.
And I like when they fight because the one really good comedic moment in the show was when they're both in his house and they're about to fight him and Andrew's kind of looking at each other, go, I don't know, and they shrug and they start moving the table.
I think that's hilarious.
That was very good.
That got me. That got me good.
So the Lolly Sniper gets going. She's trying to kill the princess so that he's escorting the princess. And then, you know, this is a big sniper fight where they just, like, keep standing in the street in plain view of the sniper that they just dodged, which should be easy to get out of. Whatever. Whew. You guys good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew blocks a bullet with her foot in this episode. Like,
sure.
The point that she kicks a bullet.
Steel-toed. Yeah. I don't know.
It's cool, but she's done that a million times already.
No, but she kicks a bullet, man.
So she kicks
a bullet. She jumps in the air and meets it with her foot.
Yep.
Not anything.
What an amazing feat!
Knew she couldn't do.
Episode 6. I wrote here: the dialogue in this show actually has too many plot holes to write down. Like I just kept going, I could not stop. It's so much I wouldn't care if it wasn't such a plot heavy show. But there's so much dialogue. It's like if you're gonna write this much, like, dude, characters, don't do lore. I don't care about the lore of the show.
Names in the sense.
So he's training at one point to become more powerful to beat the Lolly Sniper. And he's being trained by a drill hair lady. And at one point, she just starts talking about his penis, I think. She asks him to show him her true power.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, "Is that his penis?"
As she like dragged her finger down his arm a little bit.
Don't do that. Don't do that to me in real life.
Erotic? Is that erotic?
It feels a little. I don't. You know, I'm just not.
Hey, Ethan, why don't you show me your true power?
You're not an old lady.
and he says something like, "Not everyone gets this." It's like they're like having a penis conversation. Where are you going, Steven?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just taking off my hoodie.
Oh, okay.
He's revealing himself to us.
My true power.
And then suddenly another scene just starts up with him talking to coroner lady about not being able to bone the manager, but she obviously likes him because she goes into full on fucking murder mode anytime he looks at another girl.
Yeah.
But he's just there's been nothing to bring this on. He's just like, oh man, I really can't get close to the manager. Like he hasn't been trying. He hasn't been shut down. There's nothing to set this up, and he's just like, oh man, really having girl trubs. Like, no, he's not. There's been nothing.
He's got the opposite of girl trubs. Girls want to sleep with him.
I'm really confused.
Girls are literally fighting to the death over him.
Yeah,
I'm really confused by people like him, you know, in anime. They should know what it looks like when a girl likes them.
Because they fight to death over him.
Because it's every single female character, but yet it's like, you can hold my hand.
What?
That's crazy talk.
That's I don't.
Because that's what couples do.
So then Tina Sprout shows up to try to murder the manager, and it doesn't really work out that well. And she just like she's very bad with a machine gun. She's a great sniper, but boy, like what are you shooting at, Ollie?
When she was missing for so long, it's like she suddenly just like hit under her desk, but she's still shooting at like the fucking wall behind her. Why? She's not there.
Just keeps going. Doesn't make any sense. And then there's like another limousine sniper attack scene, and it's just fucking, oh my god. Whew. Does anyone have any notes on episode 7? Because I wrote down almost nothing.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. This girl is nocturnal, and that's why she can't.
Okay.
Well, yeah, she's very sleep. She's chomping caffeine pills all the time in her food. Yeah. It's adorable and very dangerous. Don't do that in real life.
Okay.
What's up, Ethan?
So, episode 6 with Enju getting fucking worked.
Right, yes. That's why he has to train to beat snipers, because Enju got beat.
I liked that end of the episode sting, where it ends with Enju...
He calls on the phone?
Yeah. I kind of like it. Dumb, but I like it.
I mean, I saw it coming from a mile away.
Of course. But, like, it's stakes. Enju gets put in the hospital.
She's in the house.
Just like everybody else in this show.
Yeah. We get actual power levels. Actual literal power levels in this show. They all have numbers.
You're at 18 billion% power level or whatever the fuck.
This could be cool. This could be cool, like near future, semi-science fiction. But why do they have to shout all the dumb move names? Why?
Yep.
They have magic flashbangs. The body...
It's like naming a spell before you say it in Harry Potter. Before you do it.
They have to do that because they have to...
I know. Oh, but please, they don't have to
don't
say...
Don't challenge me on
they
my
don't
lore.
Have to say, you know, karate kick move... 5!
Seventh style.
You know, it's...
Japanese terms.
Naruto did it.
So yeah, he basically...
Naruto made a lot of money.
He sneaks into a facility and convinces Lolly not to snipe anymore, and...
His thoughts are overclocked, Declan. You missed the most important part.
Oh, right.
His thoughts are overclocked.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He sees everything in slow motion.
Yeah, no, the human mind has a clock crystal that just moves up, and that's how it
Also, Ayn Rand is behind the assassination. I fucking knew it.
I knew Ayn Rand was going to fucking stab us in the back. Obviously.
That bothered me so much.
You get really cranky around your 200th birthday, so you know it's...
Yeah. When you're just so angry all the time. Fucking...
Why did they just use Ayn Rand's... Ayn Rand's
I bet the Japanese author thinks that's like a clever reference.
Oh,
because it's Ayn Rand. Because it's an English or Russian name.
And they made it a man?
It's a dude, yeah. There's no reason for it. Like, he's not given any character. It's just a shadowy figure.
He was a bear.
It's a big old slam on Ayn Rand.
We're going to
turn you into a man.
Oh, is that what it's...
No, probably not.
Probably not.
That's so random. Of all the people.
That is so random.
And then he beats the bodyguard bullies and gets promoted, and then they get owned. Totally owned. Bodyguard bullies get destroyed in new video YouTube.
Head of security guy's a bad guy. and then Red Tour gets promoted. Tina gets interrogated. Spit take. I don't remember what the spit take was from.
Because, you're living with us now?
What? Nani kore?
You acquired one new lolly.
Yeah. Yes. Who could have foreseen such a conclusion?
Yep.
The show. And then episode 8.
Episode 8. Oh, no. Big Gastrea. Ren becomes Rentaro, teacher of lollies.
And then they ask about her gigantic jugs.
The little girls are interested in boobs. Specifically the manager's boobs. And this is when the monolith stuff starts. Like, something attacked the monolith and it's crumbling, which gets...
I've never seen a princess. What does she look like? Uh-huh. Oh, she looks kind of like that woman over there.
And then it's the princess.
Yeah, it's a princess.
Hey! Sure, yeah, I don't know.
I like it.
Oh, and then we just get a bunch of lolly slice of life. Hell yes. Tina is Ethan, is Tina literally your dream wife?
I was fucking about to say.
Because all she does is make pizza.
She has a slumber party, and she's really good at making pizza, apparently. Yep. And she's just like me.
DTF and pizza all the time.
Yep, I can confirm.
Awesome.
If you're applying to be Ethan's girlfriend, you listeners out there.
And she's seen the soul of Japanimation.
Me too. I also have seen that in this show. If you are applying to be my girlfriend, number one, you got to be DTF. Number two, you got to be DTE, which means down to eat pizza.
Right.
Pizza is hyphenated. So
not DTEP.
No. That's completely different.
Episode 25 DTEP. Thank God we got a title in there. Okay. Then they go shopping, sightseeing, crane gaming.
They didn't go to the beach or anything.
No, there's a hell...
Which would really be, like, there's been so, like, we've had so much of the lolly stuff, and anyone that's watching a show that's, like, really into lollies and stuff, which is pretty much anyone that would watch the show, I think the writers should do them, I think they should give the fans some service.
No, they're thinking, like, oh, man, we're making a serious show, no beach episodes.
I know, but then...
No hot springs episodes for us, man. We're making lollies. A cool... This show's so dark and edgy, bro. No hot springs, beach... Give me a break. No ping pong episodes. Not going to no spa.
But then why do you make all these lolly girls horny? Because
that's the shitty source material it's based on.
It's so
and then
bad.
The little girl sucks is underneath the sheets. And she's like, that was amazing.
I'm so glad your thing went in my thing. Oh, no, she's talking about the pizza in the oven.
But I'm not talking about the sex doll.
Sand in the potato salad.
Sand in the potato salad.
I'm not talking about your dick and my pussy. It's the sand in the potato salad.
This anime's gone to the worst.
Brother.
Okay. We gotta find a new spot for these lollies.
So
they're walking around town and they find like this homeless monk lolly who with a hell of a voice on her. Her singing is kind of stupid.
It is like unholy. It sounds
crazy.
It's
like two voices in one, and it's like
it sounds like an original soundtrack rather than an actual
music in this show.
And she did burn her fucking eyes out though.
She's blind because her mom hated her red eyes because she's a cursed child. So she poured lead into the eyes.
Metal.
But that doesn't even... How does a little girl do... Like, how does she get lead?
Pencils.
That's graphite.
I mean, it's... Like, she doesn't know any better.
Come on, this is 2036 or whatever.
Even if you want to get rid of your eyes, that's such a stupid way to get rid of your eyes. Why did he write that?
Where did she get...
What's going on?
It's like, from the first episode...
What's going on in here?
In the first episode, we saw some really graphic, like, bloody gore stuff.
Sure.
Why couldn't they show us her eyes?
She keeps them covered. What's she going to do? Just whip them out?
Well, there's a scene where it's like she pulled down the thing and, you know, her eyes are out of frame. They just see his face like, oh.
That's the kind of thing you got to leave to the imagination. Like, what are they going to draw to freak you out?
You can't draw something gross enough. Because if you do, it's like too much detail for the show. It's kind of low detail.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So,
Rentaro doesn't take this girl to the den of little girls that he has out, like, in the outskirts of the city.
Well, I guess they probably belong to some kind of orphanage that's full or something. I don't know.
Like, why? But he... Okay, fuck it. But she's being mistreated. I don't understand.
I guess. But so then this is when they start recruiting people to fight the big Gastrea war that's coming because the monolith's down. So then we meet a new character that's completely meaningless, Katagiri.
Yep.
And he's just kind of a confident jerk.
But isn't really...
Know.
He's pretty much the same exact guy as MC.
No, he's a cocky guy. He's cocky,
but he's also he's his bro.
Yeah.
And his partner is a sassy lolly.
Okay,
just like
I'm confused. So
she's the sassiest of lollies.
Okay,
to be
yeah, she's
so when they're at that big, it almost looks like a Renaissance fair.
The military encampment.
Welcome to the lolly Renaissance.
Just like a Renaissance fair,
AKA Campsite B.
And, like, so, like, he's about to fight some, like, guy who with that pink mohawk and stuff, like, super muscular.
And
oh, this
at,
is
at one point, like, a girl's... Okay. Wait, no, isn't this what we're talking about?
No, no, no. When he meets Katagiri, they fight because apparently, like, Katagiri won't save all of humanity unless he's stronger than Rentaro or something. He's just like, oh, no, we gotta fight. I'm not gonna save the world.
Because he doesn't want to be below somebody who's weaker than him. It's because he's like, oh, okay. I don't want to fight.
Was this in
balloon.
The gym?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay, they were in the dojo. Thinking,
right, yeah, and then right. they're lollies fighting, and we found out that Tina Sprout is very strong, and we already knew that.
I kind of like her razor wire tech. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's, yeah, that's new lolly, whatever her name is. Yeah.
But then Tina she uses it against her.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, so... Episode 9, I think he's talking to the coroner again, and he says,
yep.
I thought we were going to get through a whole shonen show without the protagonist saying it, but he finally says it. He's going to say, he says, I'm going to defeat all the Gastrea.
As opposed to just, you're like, I'm just going to get some of them. I'm just going to get a few.
I really want to see a shonen protagonist I'm going to get a good chunk of them, okay?
A solid 30%.
They killed my family.
I'll get more than my fair share.
I'm going to put a huge dent in them.
I'm going to give them a really hard time.
I'm going to make their day really inconvenient.
I'm going to impede their
I'm going
to
bother them.
They're going to at least know that I'm somebody who's capable of taking them out. I won't do it though.
This is what,
I'm going to annoy them.
This is what makes the lip smacking is the Gatorade. I keep doing it. Yeah, it's terrible. I gotta stop.
Doc makes a poop stealing joke.
Oh right. It's like if that's the first like perverted like pedophile thing she goes to is stealing little girl poop from the school.
Which is pretty fucking out there. I will.
That's a crazy place to go right off the bat.
It caught me off guard. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's so believable. It's so it's so out there that it becomes believable. Like this guy must steal shit. There's no way she made that up.
There's a guarantee you. There's some guy who gets off on like smearing little girl shit on himself. Hey,
more than one. Hey. So yeah, they have a big encampment, battle prep. The public then discovers that the monolith's been fucked. They scout for more pairs for the fight.
Hold on. Aren't all the monoliths visible from the area?
Yep.
So how do they not notice the giant bleeding cancerous...
Fuck it!
White cancer spreading across it. Yeah, fuck it indeed.
Absolutely no sense. Nothing. Another character, who's kind of inconsequential, his senpai, Shomani, who fights Brick Nigel. To show how strong he is, just some other guy at the encampment. And he has a cat-eared lolly. Woo! Then they give a dumb explanation for the cat ear lolly.
Because they have to explain why his lolly's got cat ears.
And then manager shows up. She joins the squad.
Squad!
Oh, and then Enju and Tina mess with the cat ear girl, which I love. They steal her skirt and like...
But no, they pull her panties down.
To see if she has a tail.
They just expose this other girl.
Yeah!
I mean... But I'm like, what the fuck? I would be terrified for the rest of time.
Oh, but she's so embarrassed.
She's supposed to trust these people.
Oh, that's cute though.
Maybe
not. Too bad, because that's all you're getting for cute at this point. That's as much.
Is that the end of the cute? It might be. Yeah.
So they bro down at a campfire.
Oh, and then we get a great confession interruption. Another thing I thought we would go an entire show without getting.
And then it's
time to fight these Gastrea, and then episode 10 comes and they don't fight the Gastrea.
Yeah, instead they go visit little girls.
Yeah, they're then it's just suddenly lolly teaching time, and there's hand holding, and then there's this really long build up to them going to the school, which they've been just cutting to, like they just keep cutting to him going to like being at the school, but now there's like a really long build up, like we're going to the school, can't wait to see what's in the school.
Look at all these cute. Letters that they all wrote.
I brought this Tenchu girls toy for the girls to play with at the school that we're going to. Can't wait to see all these girls at the school.
All these girls want to marry me
And then
they
get there and they find out that lolly 9/11 happened.
Yeah, you know, true suffering has occurred.
True suffering.
We need a moment of silence for all these girls.
Hold on. Shh. That's enough. This
doesn't fit in this show at all. Like this is
no, it's certainly not.
It really bothered
this
me.
This is way too dark. This doesn't. This
but to
actually
be fair, this
fit.
Show does start with people running away from murder scenes. So I guess like it's
not, no. I mean, it's generic big monster. Like that's different than a small one room schoolhouse full of little girls.
All
being
of them
exploded
every single
by
one
an
of
anonymous
them.
Person.
Wait. So who did this? Who's
just some generic racist?
Society.
Yeah, society.
It is impossible that like somebody looks at this school and little girl's like, Oh, yeah, those kids need to fucking
no,
go.
No, they hate little girls. They fucking hate them.
It's like, I see those little girls trying to study. Fuck that.
It was just a huge, it was just a
I guess Asia's really, different, though. There's like that guy in China who just went through stabbing kids
it,
in that school.
It was a large breast enthusiast who did it. He saw all that little, he saw all that flatness and went, this cannot stand.
But they have all the potential to be large booby girls.
Do they grow up? Have we established that they grow up?
They must. Maybe they lose their powers and grow up.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe it's just been 10 years since the gastria thing, so maybe they're all 10 years old.
I think that's the implication, is, okay. That, is that, like, they were born after that.
Right, but they're just smarter.
It's like how in Evangelion you have to be born after the second impact to pilot the Evangelion. Please.
I thought your parent had to be the soul of the ship. I thought that, not, you have to be born after, that's another stipulation.
You have to be born after that, and then your parent has to be in the Evangelion.
That, those are the two rules.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Because then otherwise...
Oh, no, fucking shut up.
Okay.
So, Damn. Oh, and then he's over all of his children dying in like 5 minutes. He's like, oh, time to fight, let's go.
Well, yeah. He's on the roof, and all the papers blow away into the wind towards the sun.
Yeah. I like to be fair, I do like that scene.
The end of this episode is fantastic. The scene where the monolith collapses... That's great. Where they're all
it falls in the cubes.
When it falls and they're all standing around watching it, and there's great music playing. It's fantastic.
And then they
That's
made
a really
like
good scene.
I kind of took it. I could be totally wrong, but there was one shot that totally looked like 9/11 happening.
Probably. I mean, like, it's a large object collection.
Yeah, raw imagery.
It was pretty. No, it was pretty much exactly 9/11.
Pretty much exactly.
This episode was pretty much exactly 9/11. Now I think about it.
Two kinds of 9/11.
Yeah. Lolly 9/11 and real 9/11.
Yeah. Which one's worse? I think.
I'll leave the answer.
I'll leave the answer to you,
that's just like a cheap grab at, you know.
Well,
I didn't think of 9/11. Yeah, so no, I don't know. Maybe. So episode 11 comes around, and now it's fighting time.
Epic battle.
And then a mysterious... So they're fighting, and they're kind of losing, and there's a mysterious laser falling from the sky that mysteriously causes deafness and loss of sight, and the manager's immediate reaction is, oh, must be mercury poisoning. What?
Or it's just a laser.
It's a large, bright laser. What?
All right, this is... It's very loud. I did not see this.
You figure Japan would have experience with loud, bright things that blind people... You would think.
I wish I still had that Pokemon clip.
Oh, no. Sorry, Japan.
Fine.
I'm so sorry.
One seizure. They could deal. By the way... So it's a large, big old gastria shooting lasers.
I was making a joke about the bombs, not Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Is that blinding people?
You didn't get it?
I immediately went to Pokemon because of the
You didn't think of the bombs?
I went to Pokemon immediately. I don't know why. As soon as you said really bright, I thought, oh, because it causes deafness and loss of sight, not just vaporization.
Well, no, because there were people...
I guess they also get vaporized. Yeah, I don't know.
America used atomic bombs. Critical hit. Very effective.
Oh, good stuff. Jesus.
Now I'm sorry, Japan.
So, hey, we're not sorry. That's him.
Public enemy number one of Japan.
Yeah,
Stephen.
I've seen Japanimation.
There's a big old gastria shooting lasers and shit. And it's like, man, that giant railgun you destroyed sure would come in handy right now. That giant railgun you decided was too dangerous.
It's too far away. Too far away.
No, didn't he disable it? I think he said, like, no, this can't be...
Don't they have multiple?
This can't fall... That's the last one, though. They all got destroyed after the war.
Fair enough.
Or, I don't know, I kind of just made that up, I assume, because they didn't use any of...
Wait, no, didn't they have a conversation with another military guy? There was a ruler of another district who's like, you blew up your heaven's gate, or your heaven's key, or heaven's sword.
Yeah,
And then he's like, you shouldn't have done that bullshit, because...
Did he say that? I don't remember.
Yep, I remember that.
So... Yeah, nobody wants to win this war. No. Everyone just wants to get fucking wrecked. Like
they want to take a beating.
He disobeys one order that's not even really shown. Like they never really established that, and they're just like, you disobeyed an order, so you're fucking you're our trump card, but you're out. Fuck it, we'll kill
you. Hey, we know you're in the top 300 in the world at this point.
Nope, out. You can't have insubordination at humanity's last stand. It's just an all out free for all fucking fuck fest.
Fuck fest. It's a free-for-all fuck fest this Sunday down at Dover Stadium.
Sunday.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but all you'll need is the edge, because you're going to die. It's just going to be...
Because you're going to be edging,
yep,
it's a fuck fest.
The whole time, because it's a fuck fest.
All right, that was good.
So he gets exiled, but he also sort of gets sent to destroy the thing that's shooting the lasers. And then Mask Man is back, even though he totally died. Hello. Who could have guessed? And then Mask Man sort of joins his party... And they just kind of start walking together.
I kind of like that development. I think it's fun.
Well, is it fun? A very predictable thing that doesn't add anything is fun.
What, like,
sure. We never
watched him die.
Being back, but,
I knew he. I didn't watch this episode.
I mean, of course
he fell in the water.
Yeah, no, of course he's not dead. I like him teaming up and just kind of being on his nerves the entire time. I like that.
He's being real cheeky all the time.
Yeah, I like cheeky Mosquito Man.
So episode 12 starts out, and they punch this bug, and then it's dead, and that's it. Just instantly, like that arc is over. Fuck you. Ren becomes the leader of the whole army, and then he
you know why that is? Because
the old guy dies.
Because Gado is Ga-done.
Okay,
so then Ren literally just starts stabbing people for even mentioning desertion, which, like, his manager...
He had already deserted.
Manager mentioned, like, suggested that they desert earlier, and he took it seriously, and he was like, well, there's nowhere to go. And now he's just fucking... literally stabbing people. What the fuck are you
doing? Got to roll with an iron fist, man.
It's like there's no development. There's no... And he doesn't... Like, there's no arc. Like, he doesn't come back from this. It's just like for one saying he's an asshole and then fuck it, whatever. And then... who is it? There's the... Oh, right. The cat-eared Lolly is on her deathbed.
She fucking kills herself.
And then, yeah, she suicides because she became too Gastrea for some reason. Oh, because she got bit or something? I don't know.
Rentro. She's like, I'm going to kill the Aldebaran. Even though he was going to kill it already.
Did she get, like, injured? Right. Did she get severely injured?
She was turning into a Gastrea, yeah. Okay. So they make this plan to kill the Aldebaran. And then they come up with this plan where they're going to have all these lights to illuminate so they can see it better. And then the batteries for the lights, which are in transport, just happen to be the asshole bodyguards who don't like him. Who dump all the batteries
fuck
in the ocean?
Fuck humanity!
Like, fuck you! Fuck all of humanity! We want to fuck over this guy one last time. So yeah,
they could have.
Hey, try getting your batteries now, Rentaro.
They could have had another reason why the batteries like. Oh man!
Any
the
reason?
The people
any
in charge of the lights got killed.
Any reason? Yeah, just die. Just have them die. You killed enough people. Fucking fuck.
So the final battle is going to be the Flames of Revolution, which is
it's a monument.
It's a monument, yeah. Which is where the humanity's last stand took place for the first time.
And then the batteries aren't coming, so they go, oh no! But then all the lollies lend them their strength, and it's the festival, so they send all the lit balloons into the sky. Okay, yeah, it's all right. It's
I
okay.
love it.
It's okay, I so love they can it. See. Yeah, it's okay. So they have this big fight to reach Alderaan.
Rapier's thrust.
And the warp weapons manufacturer gives them a really big bomb, but it only works from the inside of the monster. And then it doesn't work.
It's the only way to be sure.
And then it doesn't work for no reason. He puts it inside. Doesn't work. No reason.
Like if there's a very specific way the thing has to work and they do it, it should work?
Nope, doesn't work. No reason. So the only way to get it to work is to punch the monster while the bomb is in it.
Hell yeah, it is. Fucking right.
Oh, and by the way, his senpai, his ability is to destroy opponents from the inside.
Awesome.
How convenient. Yes. How great is that? Why do they need the bomb though? Whatever. No, it's fine.
Well, because it'll regenerate if it's too big of...
But the bomb won't do that?
Because it'll be blown into so many little pieces it won't be able to regenerate.
But he can destroy opponents from the inside.
Yeah, but how much of a hole can you really put in something this big without a bomb?
I thought the power scaled with the size of the thing he was punching. I didn't realize there's only so much explosives he can deal.
I'm sure he can only impart a certain level of destruction.
Right, I guess. So, anyways.
I'm going to take a step back. Remember when we were like learning about how like it was like episode 2 or something?
Remember the good old days.
Yeah.
I remember back when people were getting murdered in the streets and we were running away from them.
And Corner Lady was like, you know, oh, a bee or something like made so large still can't support its own weight. And so it like, but these like are genetically modified or whatever.
Freaks.
And like they develop powers.
Yeah, great.
That was just kind of my mind. That's really dumb.
It is. All right.
Yeah, a lot of things in this show are kind of dumb.
We got to go back 11 episodes to figure out the show's a little bit stupid.
It's my show, might be a little bit stupid.
We did it, Reddit.
The very end, which, please why not end on that? That was the big arc. But then, the very end is, it turns out that the manager's brother supplied the bad vibranium for that one monolith. Because that's a logical decision to make. Like, just, yeah, we received 20% money, and also we're all going to die. But it was worth it. Good job. This is a great decision for
He didn't understand the gravity, man. And then she cuts his fucking leg off.
Oh yeah, and then
she's evil now.
They duel. Suddenly Rentaro is a big old pacifist. He's like, no, don't fight me, even though he was stabbing people the last episode. And then she cuts his leg off and then murders him while he's begging for mercy. Which, again, this show is fucking totally all over the place.
Oh yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
God, like,
oh, yeah.
This is we that last arc reaches full murder porn status. Like there's a woman next to him screaming as he explodes from the impact of her sword. And this is our protagonist's love interest, and there's no...
Not anymore, she's not.
There's no build-up
to
this.
Oh, did she die?
What? She might... I think they have to be enemies.
Yeah,
now.
No, he's like, I think I might be her enemy now, and that's the end of the show.
Yeah, that's,
not,
the
that's
show.
Not the end of the show. The end of the show, actually, like, she's on a train with Enju, and they find out that someone has been... There's been a fatal accident, so the train's delayed, and his first reaction is, oh, man, now we're going to be late. And Enju says, oh, I hope it didn't hurt, you know, and yes. She's worried about the person. And then he realizes that he's become extremely desensitized.
Which he has.
And he begins to cry, and it's that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Okay.
So yeah, that's Black Bullet.
That's Black Bullet, Jesus.
Modern masterpiece. a modern Prometheus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I liked it. I thought it was pretty fun. I had a good time with it.
I enjoyed watching. I was entertained, I guess. I loved thinking about how bullshit everything was.
I would be remiss to not make note of the fact that I was a little bit tipsy while I watched this show.
Right.
Which probably helped it go down a little bit.
Yeah.
So you'll enjoy anything if you're a little tipsy.
That's not true
at all. That's probably not.
We just watched an Amityville movie.
Oh God.
Didn't enjoy that a whole lot. Excuse me. So
it wasn't that bad.
We never really meant like we never like. It should be mentioned. The show looks really nice. It's very well animated.
Yeah,
just can't miss it.
I like
know.
The post-credit sequences that they do.
Like
the sketchy. It looks really nice. I mean, it's probably a cheap way of you know not having to animate that stuff or mm-hmm. like. But I thought it looked good. Yeah, I watched which subs did I watch?
Underwater.
I watched those subs, and those were actually pretty, like, decently translated.
Shout out to our bud, Dice. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, our
sponsor of this podcast.
We'll have him on next time.
I'm still not subscribing to Faku, but he used to be a good fan subber. Thanks.
So, the soundtrack is cheap electro music, and I like that.
In weird, yeah. Like, some of it sounds like weird medieval music.
Yep. Chamber electro, which is my favorite subgenre for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I was really disappointed. Like, really? No witch house, you guys? Come on.
Witch house.
Come on. Have you heard any witch house ever?
Yeah.
Okay. It's bad.
Oof. Just
ooh,
speed
boy.
Shit up. What exactly are the powers of the cursed children? Are they all...
They all have different ones. It's, you yeah. know, it's an excuse to have...
Have different powers.
Have different powers.
To have extra
shit. Well, so... A small percent of them, like 20%, is one of the gas things. So like the virus that turns them into those things. But it's not enough.
Yeah.
To have them lose their human form. So they just have. They're just like 20% all powerful.
Whoa. I
computer noise.
Can I list one thing? I basically have said everything I have to say about the show, but I like the idea of brass knuckles that are chainsaws. I think that's dumb and awesome.
It was cool.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Very bad. Put your arms at your sides. Your legs are gone. I mean, like,
I got
really good.
Yeah,
sure
but it's a cool
feature.
Concept.
It's a safety feature.
I like basically any brass knuckle type weapon.
Your arms are below your shoulders, then they go off. It's oh my
Man.
Gosh, computer, stop making noises. Whew, boy, what a ride.
Yeah, that was Black Bullet.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was our fucking 1 year anniversary blowout spectacular special extravaganza.
Guys, let's look back a year.
Mm-hmm.
Our first show
Memories.
Was Abenobashi, wasn't
Make
it?
Make me
nope.
wanna go back.
Cyber
not
City
even
Away,
close.
Though.
Not even close.
No, that is the second one.
Cyber
was
City.
All
right. Well, that was no VA. Like our first show.
Oh, our
first full
show. Abenobashi, correct.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yep.
What?
Sure.
Hey, man, you know what else was good? Cyber City Oedo.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. That was good, too. We watched a lot of good shows then.
And
what
then,
happened?
Then we've watched a lot of good shows since.
Yeah, sure. Like? I can bring up the list. I had to... I got it.
Charlotte was okay?
Is that...
had some stuff.
It was Daily Lives of High School Boys.
Hey, you remember
that was fun?
The End of Charlotte?
Black Lagoon, great.
Oh, Black Lagoon was fucking badass. Black Lagoon is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Sinfogear, great show.
No,
shut up, Steven.
Hard garbage. It was okay.
Nobody might believe us, but we did watch Galaxy Express 3-9. You guys really like Akunohana. I actually also like Akunohana.
Yep.
Mind Game, which Steven didn't watch.
Banger.
Genshiken, good.
Hey, Steven, watch Mind Game. It's one of the greatest animated films I've ever seen.
Kare Kano, good.
Genshiken was great. Kare Kano, loved
Genshiken
it.
Genshiken was good. Kare Kano was good.
No way in. Still interesting.
Had good yeah, stuff. Had bad. Stuff. Added some stuff.
Legend of the Galactic Heroes, fantastic show.
The epic saga that was Legend of Galactic Heroes is truly an unparalleled.
It was worth the 100-week wait for that episode.
In sci-fi. Was I there for that?
Oh, wait, was I? I don't remember that.
Oh, were you not? Wait.
Legend of Galactic Heroes?
Yeah, you're totally,
you're totally there.
We watched like Superboy or whatever.
No, we watched 150 episodes of Legend of Galactic Heroes.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Superboy was terrible.
It's Super Kid. Please get it right.
Blackrock Shooter.
No, I'm talking about the comic.
Blackrock Shooter was terrible.
That's a fun show, though.
I was not.
No.
It's an entertaining show.
I guess.
Are you not entertained? And the answer is no. Not entertained.
So how you
are you
feel,
not entertained?
How you feel
no, that's
about
double
Black
negative.
Rock
it comes
Shooter,
back to being yes. Fuck you.
How you feel
no
about Black Rock Shooter is how Ethan feels about
the show. We
okay. Show that doesn't mean he's right.
Hey man, guess what? You're not right.
I'm just bringing it to your attention.
I understand. yeah, no, good shows.
Some of them.
Infinite Stratos, Steven liked that. we just watch more generic harems. Watch 100.
You know, that's always a good idea.
Oh,
more generic harems.
Are you ready for summer 2016 to start really soon?
Fuck! I'm not even caught up on my shit.
Too bad. It's
like,
happening.
How many episodes of Black One are there?
12.
Okay, so I'm like 4 behind. I can catch up on
easy,
that. That's one day.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll finish the show.
Yeah, you will have finished the show.
Boku no Hero Academia, I could finish, too. Yeah. That was Black Bullet.
Boy, I've really lost my patience for Boku no Hero Academia.
That's year one.
Yeah, that's year number one. We did it.
Okay,
that's the hump, you guys. From here on out, it's easy sailing.
If you magically got this far into this episode...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
First of all, do the same with all of our other episodes. Like us on Facebook.
We don't have a Facebook. Like actually, follow us on Twitter. I post some primo shit on Twitter, and you gotta see my shit,
Twitter
please.
Twitter is great.
Please, it's, let me... Let, I want you to see my shit.
And then I'll have bursts where I'll post things occasionally.
Want me to open up our Twitter page?
What, you're just gonna read our tweets right now?
If there's anything about comics, it's me.
That's all you, okay. Yeah. Ask us anything, literally anything, or just say things to us on Tumblr, 3oweebos.tumblr.com, 3oweebos spelled out TREEoweebos.tumblr.com. You can ask us questions on Ask.fm if you want to. I don't know.
What the fuck even is that?
Ask.fm/3oweebos.
I'm still not convinced that's a thing.
It's weird social. It's just, hey, ask this person a question.
YouTube.
And then they ask the question.
YouTube page, which you probably are listening to.
YouTube page. I got us a custom URL finally. YouTube.com/3oweebos, again spelled out.
Nice.
Great.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, cool.
Radical.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, so Steven, what do you got any thoughts on
find
the first
us
year?
On find us on iTunes nowhere
cuz
you can't.
So what do you think of the first year, Steven?
Oh, we need to watch more good shows.
Good
that's,
movies.
That's not fun
up.
To talk about. Okay, Declan.
You know, it was we did a really good job of hiding the episodes where I was in prison. The audio was perfect.
Talk about that now?
I think yeah, the statute of limitations.
I want people to know this, but a lot of episodes were literally just a microphone attached to a phone, and then we had to record them in 30-minute bursts because
I had like 20 minutes of visitation like every month, so I had to get all the stuff done in that time. So I was recording a podcast and fucking a bitch and eating a cheeseburger
while watching anime.
The whole Lolly thing doesn't really apply to real life. I mean, which is the last thing
I know that now. I understand that Lolly should be kept to duty. I'm reformed. Everything is fine. Don't go in my basement.
And I'm going to go counter to what Steven said and say that we should watch more shitty anime.
Oh,
all right.
In the new year.
It's 2016. It's time for garbage. Let's go.
Garbage day.
It's garbage year. It's a whole.
Hey, man, we are already six episodes or six movies of Amityville in. It's like.
That's not anime, though, Ethan.
It's a whole year of trash.
Yeah.
I can't wait. A new year of trash is upon us. It's a fresh start.
Oh, man. Wake up and smell the garbage.
Please, yes.
What are we watching?
Come with us.
What do we want? Let's just commit to it now.
What are we watching next? I wanted to watch either. Oh, hold on, I have the whole list.
Okay.
Right here. Again. Oh, by the way, this episode was suggested by a fan, so you can suggest stuff to us. Anything you want us to watch, we will probably do it.
We will. Anything.
Anything under.
We even
16 episodes. Yeah, we watched
Legend
this.
Of Galactic Heroes.
I was planning next on watching either Nurse Witch Komugi-chan Magikart, or Magical Pokon, the one with the wolf curl.
Magical Pokon.
Maybe that one. I don't know.
Because I need to. I got some seed that needs to be let out.
Right. Well, Nurse Witch, Komugi-chan is only 5 episodes, so we can knock that out real quick and then get to whatever.
I want that. 5 episodes? I want that. The Pokemon.
Okay.
You know, dude, 5 episodes?
I've been waiting.
It's an OVA, yeah.
Oh,
Declan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Actually,
we'll do it.
Eventually. What's that?
Years. I've been waiting years to watch Magical Pokemon.
Did you know that the thing just came out? With the wolf girl?
What?
Oh, okay. Let's just save that for the episode.
That's the after hours.
No. I have to show you this as we record that podcast.
Okay.
I posted that tweet and said wolf girls are the best.
Wait. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. Sure. For sure.
Oh, it's a great time to watch some Pokemon.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
It's always a great time to watch some Pokemon.
And especially good now.
And with that, from the Three Weebo Studio in magical Hollywood, California. Case and Osea.
Just remember, we love you.
That's the three wheel.
Thanks.
Have you ever had the odds stacked up so high you need a strength most don't possess? Or has it ever come?